Heat treatment of potted trees and growing citrus in screen houses are among possible future methods of sustaining trees in the face of HLB discussed by University of Florida researcher Arnold Schumann.
What are we going to do about HLB? Well, we are interested in the possibility of heat treating the entire tree, which people have tried to some limited success in the field, but the big problem there is you cannot treat the roots. So the breakthrough, as we see it, with growing them in pots is that you can now, for the first time, actually put the entire tree inside a thermoregulated chamber and virtually cure it. That's the hope. It has to be tested. It's the cutting-edge research that we're interested in. It may seem far-fetched, but I think it might be a sustainable approach. The other approach, which is much more expensive but virtually guaranteed to work, is to grow them in protective systems like screenhouses. And it's become very popular with almost every specialty crop in the world. Every crop in the world has had the same problems in parallel with citrus. There's been an increasing invasion of exotic pests and diseases, and even tomatoes, you could say, is a very common specialty crop. And they've gone under covered production very successfully, and it's actually proved to be cost-effective. So we are investigating that, but it's by far the more costly alternative is to a screenhouse, which nurseries, as you know, are already using very successfully. But to grow trees commercially for fruit production under screenhouses has to be tested out to see if it's economically viable. The beauty of it is the production of each acre can be almost quadrupled, but nevertheless, that's still a big challenge to get thousands of acres out under screenhouses. So it may be a survival strategy, that approach, but it's better than nothing because, yes, it's probably not possible to keep an industry of the same size under screenhouse. It's virtually impossible. But remember, there is an almost four times increase in production from each acre under those intensive production methods. We are looking at it seriously. Young Tree Nutrition Project that we're working with in the industry, it's a big 58-acre experiment where we're trying to bring young trees to production under the presence of full-blown HLB. They're about 100% infected, and it's looking quite promising. There's not a big separation of treatments that we're trying out yet, but overall, remarkably, that block is doing quite well. The existing fully grown trees can only last, even in the best environment with no diseases, have a limited lifespan. Everything does. So clearly it's being shortened by diseases and pests, and we have to be proactive in we must succeed in developing a sustainable system that will grow trees up to production, young trees, new trees.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.